I want you to do me a favor. Brother Chuck, and I'm really highlighting what Brother Chuck said. You go to your room tonight, and I'm raising a challenge with you. I want you, on the outline or on a piece of paper, I want you to do that tonight. I want you to write every reason that you could think of that why shouldn't you join the army that I'm telling you about. I'm challenging you. I want you to write them down. Now, be honest with yourself. Be honest with the Lord. If you feel living for the Lord or serving the Lord, you can't do it because, and I want you to put them down. Whatever it is, because you are too tall, because you are too short, because your eyes are green, because you're shy, because you're outspoken, because you're don't have time, because you are very busy at work, because you have to finish school first, because your family situation is not good, your father is not good, your mother is not good, something. Okay? I want you to write that down. Because your local assembly is too big, because your local assembly is too small, because you are from New Jersey, because you are Egyptian, whatever. Just write down and be honest. Why shouldn't you join Gideon's army? The Lord's army. I'm challenging you. I want you to be honest and write them on a piece of paper. And I will tell you this. I guarantee you that tomorrow, Lord willing, and Thursday, you're going to find out that Gideon have every one of them. I'm challenging you. Write them down. I want you to be honest with yourself and the Lord. There's nobody around. And I tell you what. I am guaranteeing to you tonight that Gideon had every one of them. And you know what we're going to do? As we are doing in the Bible study, we're going to answer every one of them. Now, I'm not going into your rooms, trust me, and looking at what you have written. You can lock them tonight. I am not going to look at anything. But Gideon have gone through every one of them. When I read it, I said to myself, you know what? Every reason I could think of that why I shouldn't live for the Lord, Gideon have gone through it. And the Lord have brought him through every one of them. Now, Thursday evening, if you have one written down that we did not cover it in the Bible study, you come to us. Come to Brother David. Come to John. Come to Tony. Come to Brother Chuck. Come to anyone. And said, hey, you guys told me this, but I have this reason that I cannot live for the Lord or serve the Lord. The options are yours. I'm raising a challenge with you. Look, we're not babysitting anybody here. Christianity is not for sissies, okay? It is not. I am looking for young men and young women that as a result of being here under the sound of the word of God, they're going to go back and they're going to be on fire for the Lord. Enough is enough. Hero, young men going in, fighting battles, and dying for a cause, the wrong cause. And they see us Christian, bunch of losers. 93 years, we're gone. God doesn't count them anymore. Yeah. We are commissioned by the commander-in-chief to recruit men and women for the Lord. You might not hear that again, but one day you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And these words are going to ring in your ears. Brother Chuck have said, what did you do with your life? What did you do with your time? Because if you don't join the army of the Lord Jesus, you're working with the enemy. There's no two ways about it. There's no Switzerland. No neutrality. No. You are either working for the Lord and living for the Lord, or you're serving the enemy. No two ways about it. And God has an accounting system that is different than man's accounting system. You might think, how old are you? Well, I am 20 years old. Or I'm 18 years old. You know what? I don't know if the Lord really counts you as 20 or 18 or 2. Because any years, that any days, any moments that we're not spent living for Him are gone. Are lost. But if you join the school of God, if you enter into the school of God, you are saved. And you will be tested. You get a high score. Your name will be honored. And the day will come As I said before, when the whole universe will hear the name, Tony, come in. Well done. Whole universe. I don't know how big that microphone will be. Every eye will see, and every ear will hear when your name will be called. Because the scripture tells me, book that the commander-in-chief has given me, that gives me all of the benefits that you're going to get. It's all in black and white. It's written. It's in writing. You will be admired, he said. He sees. He will look at us, and they see the work of God, what God has wrought. Young people, here is a challenge. Tonight, I want you to do that. Brother Chuck said, pray, be honest before the Lord. And I want you to write down every reason why you cannot live for the Lord or join that army. Now, in the army, they say, yes, sir, right? What do they say in the army?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's in the army. Okay, but in the spiritual things, there's only one sir, and that's the Lord Jesus. So you know what we say? Amen.
Amen.
What do we say?
Amen.